Oh, if you're geeky enough, you remember this isn't the first time LSU sent a Texas A&M baseball team packing.
Yeah. It wasn't baseball.
Yeah.
This was softball, I understand.
Yeah,
it's basically
I know,
the same kind of game.
But he's talking about
I know what he's talking
probably
about.
Probably
but he said baseball.
Ben McDonald. What is his name?
Yes, it was. Yeah. And the only difference is that, A&M only had to win once
time,
They lost them both. This time the softball team had to win twice, and they lost
I turned that on there behind Texas State. I'm going, what's this all about?
Yeah.
You know, but anyway.
Yeah, but, LSU has had, joyous days in College Station before.
Yes, they have. Well, see if we can limit some of that in the future.
I was going to say, they're going to have future opportunities,
yes,
too.
They will. Yes, they will.
Copious amounts.
They will have a chance. I did see that, but I didn't know, of course, because I don't watch that much, but Amanda Scarborough is the studio person for ESPN coverage of softball.
Oh. Yeah, she does. She did a lot of work on the Longhorn Network as well.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
And really couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Yeah,
very good.
She's doing that thing, so... All right, so, we kind of start with a sad story.
Well?
67-year-old Texas man died of heart failure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Started off pretty sad.
Sounds pretty sad.
Yeah.
He was at a gentleman's club receiving lap dances.
Well,
it's getting better.
I bet he died with a smile on his face.
Sad.
It is, by his family. Robert Gene White, unresponsive Friday night as staffers attended to him, trying to revive him. I don't know if maybe you can.
Really? Staffers, huh?
His staffers were there? They were Johnny on the spot, right?
I believe it's staffers. Staffers of the club.
Possibly. Oh, I see. I thought it was his own staff.
Well, I don't know if that's it.
No, that makes it a bigger story. I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking staffers at the club. I mean, did Cinnamon and Bambi come over and perform CPR?
I guess.
Little mouth to mouth?
They had Roger and Big Boy who were out front and they brought them in. They suddenly became, from bouncers, they became staffers all of a sudden. Trying to revive him.
But he expired, did he?
He did, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you can Google Robert Gene White in the news department, and we can find out exactly.
Where did this happen?
Well, in Texas is all we know. A Texas man.
That's a big state.
He may not have been in Texas. He may have been someplace else.
They've been known to leave.
Yeah.
He might have been across in Louisiana. There's only trouble over there.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. Uh-oh. Right there. Okay.
Yeah. And pulling
it up. Is there sound?
Yep.
Let's see. No. No, I don't think so.
Any audio?
I'm going to need help. Let me go get
some
food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
Told you there was sound.
El Paso.
Barely in Texas.
That's hardly in Texas.
We're ready to give that back to Mexico.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, in other words, I guess when the lawyers decide that they're going to disperse his estate, they'll notify his family's friends and Christy or Bambi one of them.
I'm just thinking, the difficulty in explaining to the grandkids exactly how Peepaw passed away. Info.
Mesha.
With a smile on his face.
It wasn't his loved ones, it was his loved ones.
Oh, my.
As long as the ones were holding out.
Chase H. Glad you're not having to do that service.
That would be difficult.
Anybody else want to speak? No, not you, lady.
Dressed like that in a church.
This is a radio commercial about greed, a lawyer, and an American manufacturer done wrong. The trial lawyer is Ted Cruz. You know Cruz as a politician on TV. But Ted Cruz's TV ads don't tell you about Cruz's work as a trial lawyer, helping a Chinese company get away with stealing blueprints. The Chinese company stole an invention from an American company and then counterfeited its product. The Chinese were found liable in court, a $26 million judgment. But Ted Cruz is using an underhanded legal strategy to stall in court. Meanwhile, the Chinese keep counterfeiting, and Ted Cruz keeps getting paid. Ted Cruz put his personal profit first. American workers pay the price. Now, Ted Cruz wants to go to Washington. He'd fit right in.
Get the facts at realtedcruz.com.
I'm David Dewhurst, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
Hey, it's 619, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
May 21st it is, and May 21st it is. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Start off with singer Ron Isley of the Isley Brothers.
Oh, he turns they swing a dead cat.
There you go. Turns 71 years old today. Singer Leo Sayer turns 64 years old today. From the Animals, guitarist Hilton Valentine.
Oh, of course, and we're at work.
Yeah. Well, it's a short list.
Here on Hilton Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Sounds like some love special at a hotel.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we got a judge that's not really a judge, and we got a senator that's not really a senator. Judge Reinhold is 55 years old today.
Right, yeah.
And Al Franken is 61, and I guess, yeah, he really is a senator.
I am going to work day and night. To make sure that our kids have a great future and that America's best days lay ahead.
There you go.
With that kind of leadership. That's
riveting.
Yeah. That riled up the crowd, didn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Mr. T. Mr. T of the A-Team is 60 years old today.
Lawrence Turo, real name.
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
There you go. And, boy, a lot of deceased. Sarah Ramos is on American Dreams, was on American Dreams. She's 21. Lisa Edelstein, that's Dr. Lisa Cuddy from House. She was on House.
How you doing?
Well, I think that's right. She's gone now, right? She wasn't there for the last season, was she?
I think, she was gone the last season, and the last season was the last season, right? Yeah, just ended, right? Yeah, she's 46 years old.
We need to be keeping up with her. Where's she?
Wherever she wants to be.
Well, I was just saying, she working?
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, that's all I got really for today.
And Richard Hatch, who was Captain Apollo in the original Battlestar Galactica, I think, you know, most of y'all who were big.
I thought Richard Hatch was a guy that won Survivor the first
time. That's what I thought, too.
I did, too. Yeah. Well, another Richard Hatch, I guess.
So, 67. So on that stirring note, 621.